Through the Hellmist, he spied their champion. Six Hellhounds, not blood kind, but bonded warriors, lay dead at the blade of Ardanti's sword. It was far from slaked. Butcher had killed two, drinking in their pain to satisfy the gauntlet's hunger, if only for a few seconds. Enemy cultists died in droves, but these were as insects to the flawless. He wanted McGannon. As he faced off against the Cornate War Leader, it appeared the feeling was mutual. A plethora of skulls, flensed and polished, hung from McGannon's belt. He seized a double-blade glaive in a two-handed grip. Bare arms displayed scores of kill marks. Some were acid-burned in Xenos blood. Others bore the jagged edge cuts of a Legion Gladius.
A harvest for Carneth, for Khorne, for the Eater of Worlds.
He slammed the haft of his weapon against his armored chest. The plates glistened as if blood-slicked. Spikes protruded like canine teeth from elbow and shoulder guards. A pair of down-curved horns framed the snarling dog mask of his battle helm.
Death to the worshippers of Slaanesh. Death to the spawn of perversion and depravities of the flesh.
Butcher stirred, but Ardantes fettered the beast with mental chains. For once, his purpose was undivided. His brothers were dead. The Flawless and their host were all but ended. All that remained was the perfect kill. And here was a challenge against one of Ruin's deadliest murderers. Cultists from both sides parted around the closing warriors as if realizing a clash of champions was at hand. Ardantes felt the quickening of his pulse, the double-beating hearts of his transhuman physiology as it prepared him for combat. McGannon broke into a run. He was heavy, hauling his bulk low and squat like a battering ram. Brutalizing enemies was a tactic he had used before.
Your neck! My axe!
The sword slash across his throat arrested McGannon's oath. The glaive dropped to one hand, the other clutched across the spewing artery in his neck.
Do shut up!
Ardantes had weaved aside at the last moment from the killing charge. His arrogance was short-lived, however, as McGannon discarded his blade to punch the other champion in the shoulder. It split the pauldron, titanic in its sheer, awesome power, and put a crack in Ardanti's clavicle. He staggered, unready for such brutal violence. McGannon's wound was clotting, so he let it spew and smacked his bloodied hand across Ardanti's neck, even as the long sword pierced the meat of his torso. It was thick, leathern even, and from the feel of it, Ardantes knew the wound wasn't fatal. It wasn't even debilitating. Bull-like, McGannon pushed the blade embedded in him deeper, locking it in place. Enfolded as it was by gristle, Ardantes couldn't free it. A hammer punch delivered two-handed shattered bone and drew a scream of pleasure pain from his lips. He let the sword go, dodged a heavy cross before making a blade of his hand and jabbing it into McGannon's injured neck. The arterial wound reopened, and the Cornate champion gagged, backing up. Butcher was straining, grunting for release, but Ardantes would not allow it.
I am the perfect half of us. I will finish this on my own.
A secondary weapon lashed to his hip, a short-bladed spatha replaced the longsword in Ardanti's grasp. Recovering quickly, McGannon closed. He was a pugilist, used to close quarters. Arms flung wide, he attempted to seize his opponent in a bear hug. The brawn in his arms would crush ribs, shatter vertebrae. Then the teeth filed to points, goring flesh. Ardantes saw it all before it happened. Dazed, bones struggling to re-knit, certain he was carrying several critical injuries, he knew he couldn't escape the attack. So he embraced instead. Spatha rotated in his grip so it faced down, the pommel snug in his palm. He thrust himself at McGannon with a roar. The blade sank in, even as the Cornate champion's arms wrapped around him. Vice-like, they squeezed. Bones splintered and snapped. A red haze clouded his vision. Ardantes focused on the spatha, pushed it deep, felt hot, vital fluids spilling eagerly onto his chest and the chest of his enemy. Ardantes roared again, a plaintive wail of ecstatic agony, and Butcher roared with him. Two voices, the beast and the angel, conjoined in a final death scream as the spatha jerked once and then slid rapidly up through McGannon's collarbone until it punched out the top of his skull like a spike. He juddered, this taker of heads, this bloody warrior who suckled at the foot of the blood god's throne of brass and iron. Pressure eased, McGannon's grip released. Ardantes fell, several of his bones broken. He lay there, waiting for some lowly cultist to end him, raging at the ignominy of it, but powerless to voice his rancor. Given time, his body would regenerate, but it was too slow. Much too slow. Rough hands seized his shoulders and started to drag as Ardantes was blacking out. Caged in the darkest corner of his psyche, Butcher raged. When it came to danger, the beast's instincts were faultless. This wasn't a rescue. It was retribution. Oblivion closed around Ardantes like a mailed fist, allowing a final utterance before he surrendered to the darkness.
Nefurion was right. I should have killed you, brother.